So middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Shin Vav, on Daf Tzadik Ches and Aleph, regarding the which objects is the, regarding which objectives is it permitted to speak about on Shabbos. Siv Beis says Mechaber. It's Behemto Imed Deschus Latchum. This animal was standing out of the Shabbos boundary. Yochel Likris Lo Kadeshatove. He could call it that it should come. Says Mishabura Siv Katan Zayin Yochel Bechulu. He could call it that it should come, and that is Lo Gezrin. We don't make a decree. Dima Yitzib Oleh Chasachum. If we're going to let him call the animal, maybe the animal is going to go. Maybe the owner is going to go out of the tchum. Because they lachnis l'teich tchum to bring his animal back into the tchum. So we're not going over that. Now the main shemass le lobe. Let's say the animal is not listening to him to come. Mut lachnis al the yehudi can have the animal come in through a non-Jew, as the Shartzin Ois Tes says. That's from the Pribugad. It says even though at the end of Simon Shem Hey, the Pribugad is not sure regarding chutz tchum be a dying by hands through a non-Jew. So the Shartzin would seem that one could be lenient over here because of a situation of loss. It continues the Mishabur, says, of a loss of Nisal, the Yisrael, but it's willing to bring the animal inside from out of that home to a Jew, a fully soul, Acharshim, but even the different Jew that's not the owner of the animal, which Etzlach, but for him, it's in his Tchum, because the Kaimelon, the Allah, is of him and Bakalim, animals and vessels, Keragla, but all of them, and Tchuman has the Allah as where the legs of the owner are, could go around Tchuman, Bakalim, therefore, Kim and Shiyat, says, Chutzal, Chumash Allah, since the animal went out of its Tchum, Aslach, Yisrael, Azir, Bidam, Abba, Amish Allah, it's willing for any Jew to bring it back, but with, actively from its four amas. Siv Gimel. Nachshichin al tchum. One could wait for dark by the tchum of Shabbos, by the boundary, where you can't go past. Lasin tzarchim kalef, if they're waiting to do the needs of a bride, the tzarchimes, or the needs of a dead person. Lovilo arm betachrichim, to bring for him a coffin and the burial shrouds. And v'yochalim lechaber sheyachshich, and he could also tell his friend to wait there for when it's dark, that he could bring it there. And he could tell him, complain, go there tomorrow on Sunday. If you don't find it at that place, go to that place. Monday, if you don't find them for $100, take for $200. As long as he doesn't tell him the amount of the purchase claim, in other words, doesn't tell him a set price, not to go on, I want you to pay this amount. That it shouldn't do, but he can tell him, look, if you don't give me this, then you could spend more. If he bought it from him for eight, lo yimali, you shouldn't tell him, give me another two, then I'll owe you 10, because then that's setting a set price. Now, if it's not possible for him, unless he mentioned a specific price, then it's permitted in all situations, because since the goes Mardukai Perikei, it's a needs of a mitzvah, of a mess. In some states, have been in all situations. That's the primary. That's the mishmar in the Ran. It's the magid. The mordechai perikir and the goyis maimoni perik alav and perik alav. Says mishbur siv katan ches. So you can wait by the till it gets dark by the boundary. Lasses of chulu to take care of the needs of a kala. Chulu it's a chemes. The needs of a dead person. High lasses. This thing to go do the needs of the kala. A tzarchemes namikur is also going on the needs of the dead person. The machshus we waiting for it gets dark. The losaknon. So you could appear it and bring it very quickly. If Allah mutter, it's going to be permitted. The chetzer shemaimu, because these are things objectives for heaven. But the bishvil havo ba'alma, because of the bringing itself, shita the mutlachshach. Says the Gemara. Obviously, you're allowed to wait. But even more than that, even to prepare it so that you get ready to bring it as fast as possible, even that is permitted. Some cotton test, and he could tell his friend to wait for when it gets dark, that he could bring it from him, that is Kadesh, that he could prepare it over there, the Yobel, and he could prepare it to Mekana, like we mentioned before, Sivkat and Yud, and he could tell him, Leich Lamak, complain to Bechulu, go to that place tomorrow, Pidish, Leilich Sham Liknes, to go to that place on Sunday to go by, Dasalem Bishwal Dvar Shus, which you're not allowed to say for an optional thing, but if Dvar Mitzah, since it's from Dvar Mitzah, sure, it's going to be permitted. Have a Leich agreed that just the going itself, actually, I feel Dvar Shus, even for an optional thing, you're allowed to say, like we'll see in the next simon, that you're allowed to say that. Sivkon Yer Aleph. And you can tell him to go to that place, Lamachar, the next day, of Shabbos Asmi Asr, but in Shabbos itself, that would be prohibited, even though it's for Dvar Mitzvah, but he can tell him to buy on Sunday. Sivkon Yud Beis. Now, we said that as long as he doesn't mention him the Schum of the Mekach, in other words, he shouldn't tell him, Sach Yudu, a set amount. Why? The fish in Mekhtitsa is from mitzvah because the set amount is not a mitzvah. Raka tells him a money, it's just saving him money. He's not saying, oh, you know, it's a Dvar Mitzvah buying for the Kala, but, you know, I want you to spend this amount. Well, that's not a Dvar Mitzvah. Now I'll speak about that on Shabbos. That's for Dabi Dover. Sivkan Yud Gimel. And so, too, that if let's say you bought it from him for 8. Lo yimalek ten lebechul. You shouldn't say, okay, give me another 2, and I'll owe you 10. What it means to say is shalo yimalek, that he shouldn't tell my dash lechazeh through this agent. That, okay, look, you know, he owes his creditor 8 already. I have a mess, you know, a kala, and for another 2, I'll owe you altogether 10. Should serve sachzeh, the combination of this number, there's no need for a mitzvah purpose, and that's not allowed in the Dibra of what a person is allowed to speak on Shabbos. Simkon Yudal. And some said, Sedramo, that if you have to mention the schum mekach, then it is permitted. But some say it's forbidden, b'chol inyan, in all situations, that is a schum mekach, meaning going on the mentioning of the amount of the purchase. The shrilu, that they hold the kibbutz derech mekach, since that literally in the way of how sales are done, well, you three b'shem gavni, they didn't permit in any situation, even for a mitzvah purpose, and that's what the Ramah said, that that's the ikar. Sivdal, haserech has a poil, someone hires a worker, lishmer zroyim, to guard the plantation, like Dover Ach or something else, in addition to Schar Shabbos. He doesn't give him the wages for Shabbos. Lefikach, therefore, in Achor Shabbos loves. Therefore, there's no responsibility of what happens on Shabbos on the worker. Ahoy, Schar Shabbos. But let's say he was hired by the week. Schar Chaydish, he was hired by the month. Schar Shana, he was the annual, where he gets paid by the year. Schar Shavu, he gets paid by the Shemitah cycle. Then Nislah Schar Shabbos, then you could give him the wages of Shabbos. Lefikach, therefore, Achray Shabbos alav. Therefore, the responsibility of Shabbos is on him. Says Mishmur Sibkan Tezvah. Hasikh is a pilot. Someone hires a worker. Now, my is so much as Chorli Yom that he hired him per day. Shabbat Kol Yom, Shishmirin, for every day that he guards, Yin Lekech Bekach, he's giving him a certain amount of money. For Shabbat Gam Beshabbos, and he was watching also on Shabbos. That's what he's saying. Shain Tzach Lasham La Abur Yom Beshabbos, you don't have to pay him for the day of Shabbos. Lime Betur, the move, look at the Torah, that's Avi Shafilim, right? Even if he wants to give him the wages, Asulay La Sacha Lekech Hasach, it's forbidden for the worker to take the wages. And we get the nice Lederech Matan, this is the Prima, only if he gives it to him in the way of a gift. So he said that in an oisin b'chulu, he doesn't give him the wages of Shabbos. That's midrabban. That's rabbinic prohibition. That you can't take schar Shabbos. You can't get wages from Shabbos. You can't get income from Shabbos because as a that you might come to do business, which is itself forbidden. And therefore, since he doesn't get paid for that day, so there's no responsibility on the worker. If something of a ruination happens to the thing on Shabbos, the worker does not have to pay. But let's say he was hired for the week. He gets paid for the whole week together. And then by default, so then he gives him the wages of Shabbos. What it means to say is, that even if the worker backs out in the middle when he's hired for, it doesn't take away all the wages of the Shabbos from what has passed. Since it's absorbed with the other days, it's not like explicit that you're being paid for Shabbos. This is what the Mechaber concludes, that the worker can tell him, give me the wages of 10 days, that the worker backed out in the middle of the second week, but still he gets paid for the Shabbos. So the worker has to also now guard for Shabbos. If something happens, he has to pay. And they would seem that Philim Le'er by Hefzid, even if there's no loss, actually, Shomayim Shabbos, but he just didn't watch on Shabbos, Yechalanakas Le'Bizcharai, says Mishmur, you could diminish from his pay, Midahavim Le'Shomayim Achad, just like if he wouldn't watch a different day. Because since it's through Havlo, so therefore, you could pay him, and he has a responsibility. Fine, Be'er Locha, and the B'Maschel, nice. And the B'Maschel, Machshichin Al Atchum, the Be'er Locha says that, okay, you can wait by the tchum to do the tzarchi kala and the tzarchi meis, and you could tell someone else to go to wait. Now, but says the halacha to bring on Shabbos is forbidden, even through a non-Jewish achrayin, even though it's for a mess and for a kala, it's not right now. And he says, look later on, Sivtez, what we wrote over there. The Ramas Lishma Zroyim, that if you hire a worker to watch Zroyim seeds that are being planted or some other thing. So if you look about Mitzvah from the Ches Min Aleph, that Davka, when you make a kinyan from his hand, because if not, then there's no halacha of shmirah by something that's connected to the ground, and even if he was paid by the Shemitah cycle or by the month, he's not chayiv for something that's attached to the ground when it gets stolen. Then Maschel Noisim Loi, which he just referenced in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Ches, that he writes that in the Mishnah Berurah that you could diminish from his pay if he didn't watch on Shabbos. That says the Be'alacha can't really push. That seems to be obvious. He said, even the Chayyad, it sounds like that when he takes away from the pay, if he didn't watch on Shabbos, then it's not considered anymore Bahavla. Meaning, if you're going to take away from the pay, meaning if you're telling him, look, if you don't do Shabbos work, I'm not going to pay you for that day, well, then that's not considered as Havla anymore. It's not absorbed anymore in the rest because it's like you're delineating Shabbos separately. So the Be'alacha, that does not seem to be correct at all. And his proof that it means in Subas Samadal Mavay and Taisvas is not a riot at all. Because over there, he could back out in middle, and therefore, for sure, they instituted that each one day should be independent, which is not the case in our situation, where you hired him for a full month, and you think because he takes away from his pay when he doesn't watch a single day, you think that's considered as a specific laborer for that day? So it's most definitely, that's the halacha, that someone that's hired for the month or longer, or a week, If he misses any day from his work, of course he could take away pay, because he accepted to watch a full month or a full week. And even so, the Schar Shabbos is considered Bavla, said the Be'alacha Kinei Labar. So very interesting machloikas that they have regarding if that's considered separate pay or if that would be considered as individual pay.
Dish number 9. So we said in Mishnah Berurah that since it's a Derech Mekah Memcha Mamish, they didn't permit you in any situation. You know, it's hard to mention the dollar amount. Now, when it doesn't say the price, he just limits the amount that he's ready to spend because of the buying of the object. For example, let's say he tells his friend to buy him an asterisk up until this amount of money because he doesn't have more. So Shlomo is not sure. It's possible it's permitted because he's not setting the amount through Derech Mekah Memcha that he's evaluating. That's the value of the object that's being purchased. That's just the amount that he has. And he gives an idea how to permit this, to hint and to say in the beginning that he doesn't have the ability to pay more than this amount of money for an esrog, and then afterwards to request from his friend to buy for him an esrog without mentioning the amount. And then the friend will understand that he doesn't want to spend more than what he has. There's number 10, that we said that even if he wants to give it to him, it's forbidden for the worker to take the schar Shabbos. Now, if the worker does violate and he does take it, it's not like Shulchan Aruch consideration from hay, that's forbidden for him to have benefit from that wages. As Be'er Halacha, however, the Be'er Halacha brings in that the big Deyesha writes that according to one Gerson, in the words of the Mordechai, but the Abbot, if he did accept the wages, it does not become forbidden for him. Not from him, and he concludes with Tzorachin. And even from a guy, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch previously over there, and consideration from that's forbidden to receive Schar Shabbos. Now, when his friend does not give him wages, he just pardons him for a debt that he owes him, the Teal David writes that that does not become forbidden because of Schar Shabbos. On the other hand, the Ur Sameach and Rosh Hashanah, they write that it is forbidden because any money that's gained to a person because of an action that was done on Shabbos is considered like Schar Shabbos, and therefore that would be forbidden. Dish number 12, regarding an old senior living facility that gets government grants. According to the amount of days that they set a certain amount of money for every single day, Shabbos gives Meisha rights. It's permitted for the owners of the nursing home to get wages for Shabbos and Yom Tov, because since the government does not appoint for every individual day the owner gets the money. It's because of an extended period of time that the owner does not have to individually specify. Each day, and it comes out that the payment of the government is not for each one day independently. It's a lump sum for the expenses that are for this extended period of time, and that's including the heter of law, and this that they pay by day, that's only the way that they pay, but it's not really paying per day. Dish number 13, regarding a woman that tables on Shabbos, the Shabbos Nadibu writes that she could pay the mikvah because her tefillah is a mitzvah. And those are permit, brought later on in Shulchan Aruch and Sefei, to receive Schar Shabbos for a mitzvah. Moreover, since for the expenses of the heating of the water, that's pasha that she has to pay. Like anyone who purchases an object from his friend on Shabbos, it's obligated to pay the money if that's the case. So the attendant of the mikvah could absorb that wages together with the wages of heating it up, which was done before Shabbos. We discussed this in Simrish Mamgimel Sif Cotton Bays. Chuvah Shabbalibi writes that it's also possible to permit because of Dvar Mitzvah. However, for this reason alone, the owner of the mikvah would not really get a Semer Bracha, as Mishnah writes later on, Sefkon Chav Gimel, and then we need also the second reason. Now, the profits that one gains from an automated machine for selling snacks or things like that, in the situation where an Andrew or Machal Shabbos is going to buy, look, we discussed in Shin Zayin Sefkon Tezvav, the Chuvah Shabbalibi writes that by getting the money, there's no concern about Schar Shabbos, because since the payment is for the object, it's not for any wages, So it's not for any work that he did, and that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman also writes. Now, payment for staying in a hotel, in a motel for Shabbos, Shuvah Zohar Litzin writes that there's no problem with Shabbos, because since you have to pay for the food that you're eating over there, so then you could absorb also the money of the sleeping and the staying. According to Svara of Nebi Yehuda, you would have to pay also the expenses of the cleaning of the room, which was done from before Shabbos. And that's the brother in Shuvah Ha'elef L'chol Shleima. And regarding staying in a motel just for sleeping, so we discuss this later on in Sifkat and Yotess.